102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP at 731.
Here's what I got from a
comedian Joey Cola.
And here's what
hey,
I got
from, hey, I don't want to hear any crap, all right?
Here's what I got from Joey 20 minutes ago on the phone. Some dick face drove into a Korean nail salon on 109.
You gotta see them. It's pouring, it's snowing out like crazy, and all the Korean ladies are like, you're driving to my store! What are you doing? There's nail polish everywhere! The fireman, you need your nail done, Mr. Fireman? 109, by the way, here's a little info. 109 is just shut down, and the trucks, everything is going through back roads, up driveways, up because of that thing.
Way to steal Ted's thunder. Yeah.
I mean, I could see accidents, but kind of stay on the road. Why are you driving into buildings?
We got to play until we'll come back. Why did you buy 20 yogurts?
You realize how many of us are here?
There's a bunch of us here. There's five of us here.
Okay, so you have a yogurt.
Ted eats six on his own.
Ted won't go near yogurt.
Stand in Roger. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm not Joey. I'm Stand-In Joey.
Hey, man, how you doing? How are you? Good to be here.
Say hello to Stand-In Roger.
Joey Cola's here. I'll tell you what. He is the greatest comedian we've ever had on the show.
Wow.
See?
Greatest.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Greatest. You don't say greatest. He's the greatest.
Unbelievable.
Great. Terrific. Unbelievable.
Why are you trying to steal Stand-In Roger's thunder, bro?
I'm not. I'm just trying to find other Stand-In people.
we'll talk to Joey coming up after Billy Joel. It's Double Shot Friday.
All right.
Oh, no, it's not Double Shot Friday. Yeah. Not Double Shot Friday. We'll play one for Billy. Yeah. Come back and talk to Joey.
Shut up
next.
And listen to Billy now.
102.3 WBAB.
Where?
Long Island's number one rock station.
It is?
We're here.
Seeing the lights go out on
Broadway. Oh. 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP, 737. And
I know
yes,
we're trying to be healthy, but yogurt sucks, man.
Yeah.
Compared to bagels with strawberry cream cheese on it?
Well,
are you
I used to come in here with bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll, ketchup, salt, and pepper. Who's better than that?
The healthy
That's a
thing.
Long Island thing.
Last time was fruit, this time yogurt?
Yeah, well, I'm trying. Cause
comedian Joey Cola.
Listen, you don't have to do it just for me. These guys all eat that stuff.
What are you guys looking
at? I appreciate it. Thank you for the yogurt.
We're not all healthy.
What are you looking to be on the cover of Dan's magazine out east?
Dan's Papers.
Dan's Papers? What are you worried about? A couple pounds doesn't matter.
They're not worried. I'm just watching. I just
tell you
her.
Something. Your wife wants you to be fat because if you're too good looking, she's going to lose you to another chick.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You've got to have a couple pounds on. Put 10, 15 extra pounds on. Your wife is happy. That's
unbelievable.
What
7:37, Stand-In Raj. Stand-In Joey Cola.
Good morning, Long Island. It's so cold, I'm hung like an elevator button.
Bro, get that fat of here. I got to get to Vegas.
Okay.
Stand-In everybody with that. Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's a one-man show.
Who knew? I'm calling America's Got Talent.
Yeah. But call South Oaks first. Cool. What's going on, man?
How you been?
Good. Everything's all right with me. Good. Everything's good. Working like crazy, doing a lot of stand-up, working on a Rachel Ray show.
I don't
like
it.
A couple days off.
You're way more fun when everything's not all right with you and you're angry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's always that underlying tension that I have.
That's true.
There's always something like that. Like yesterday, my daughter bought a new car, so I'm helping her sell her old car to get the new car and the whole thing. It's her first time doing that. And then I had to go into the city. I had to get more CDs made up and DVDs made up and all this other stuff. So you got to go to the city to get a guy who's going to do the right thing, blah, blah, blah. So you're in the city and I'm walking around the city now. I'm worried about getting slashed. You know what I mean? My face is, well, every other week someone's getting slashed.
Yeah.
Right, so now I'm walking around looking at, are you going to slash me? Are you going to slash me? Is that a slasher? I'm looking at an old lady with like a needle, like a knitting on needles in her hand. Don't slash me, lady.
I'm thinking you should relax in the slashing. I don't think
you think so?
I don't think you have too much to worry about.
All right, because this is a big face. You know what I mean? I got fat.
It's a target.
Yeah, look at the fat in my cheeks. I got big fat cheeks. I got skin tags now. I got everything. So
you don't have skin tags.
Why does he sit there with his arm folded looking at me?
I'm sorry.
Like, he sits there like,
you know,
Dan, make me laugh, little man. What are you bringing to this show? What are you bringing to this show? Hey, call East End Bob, whatever his name is.
East End Bob.
What's the guy in East End that always calls it? East End Jeremy and Chick-fil-A Bob. And you guys got so many nickname people that call this thing. You know what I noticed, too? The further east you go, the more low quality the commercials are. Like, the further east you go, you got like the guy who owns the company saying, come down to my place and buy my goods. You know what I mean? The further west you go, you got hot chicks. Yeah, there's music in the background.
Get closer to the city, right?
Yeah, the further east you go, I'm selling a piece of wood. Come on down. We've had the best wood since 1981. What are you talking about? And then they put the location.
Conveniently located.
On Crescent Street, number 21. Yeah. Go around the back. Jimmy will talk to you.
Yeah. We're on the Indian reservation.
While you're there, pick up a flashlight. You know what I mean? The less produced the commercials are. The further west you go, you got people like Roger. You got,
slick.
You got JP. JP, do you do commercials for anybody?
Yeah.
East of 110?
As a matter of fact,
east of 110, right?
Hey, douchelips. As a matter of fact, I do.
You do?
I do.
Because Levittown, when you go to like Levittown or like Great Neck, there's all kinds of bam, bam. We got the cars. Come in Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Because when I think of sharp and slick, I think of Levittown.
Yeah. But maybe you want to go further west. Yeah,
yeah. Come to Ronkonkoma and buy our apples. You can tell they're not produced. They send the owner and his son into a studio, and right away they think they're Mel Blanc. How do you? They want to find their motivation for the acting and selling car parts.
That's funny,
Joey. You are too funny.
Oh my God! Not that I'm picking out any particular.
You did a good job of spreading it around. That was good.
Sponsors on this show because they're all wonderful. Believe me, I need to get a handful of bullets.
Come buy my apples was good.
It's Joey Cola. Where are you tomorrow night?
Saturday night, the brokerage. 7:30 is already sold out. There's only some tickets left for the 10 o'clock show.
There you go. Man, you're great. For you
coming out in a storm like this, they should double the door for you.
Yeah, you should double the door for me. I want to get paid double for what I get paid coming in here.
Okay,
right. Which is zero times zero. I want a massage from Ted. How about that?
Ted or stand-in Raj?
I'll be right in.
Stand-in Ted. How about that?
You can't find another.
You're stead with the roads.
Roads continue to be a mess this morning here. If you don't know.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP is 751. Snow coming down. We will update everything with Ted in just a second, of course.
A lot of
the traffic and stuff. Comedian Joey Cola is in the studio.
Keeps turning. That's it. One wheel turns. I don't have a posi rear on my snow blower. I got a light. I got everything else. And I put the thing in.
You got one of the handles works the auger, and one of the handles works the transmission.
Yeah, puts it in gear. Then I go. But only one wheel turns, and the other wheel don't turn. So the one wheel that spins keeps slipping. So here I am with now a 400-pound machine fighting it.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, it's not fun at all. And then I hit my newspaper, threw that across the front lawn.
That's great.
And then I hit a dead bird, threw that across the front lawn.
Did you really?
Yeah. So my snow's not even white anymore. It's got black feathers.
It's like
from
a
the
murder
bird.
Scene?
It's like a murder scene. There's a bird, chopped up bird and
you're lucky the newspaper got
Newsday.
Through.
Yeah.
Usually it gets chunked up.
Well, part of it got chunked up. It's stuck in the thing. The thing
in
that
the
throws it up there? Yeah.
That's so, true, yeah.
Because I started out with, everybody starts out with just a shovel. Then you get a better shovel. Then you get the little tiny shoveling blower.
Right.
Then you get a little tiny blower. That goes. Then another blower. Now I got this big thing. And,
dude.
But I got to get put on it.
I went one further.
What'd you do?
I got the snow blower. I had a shovel. Then we got the snow blower. But we got really heavy snow like this and like a lot of it, like a foot and a half.
Right.
And I still used a snow blower and it still hurt. I was like, Nicole, I'll be right back. I went and spent $8,000 on a quad. Put a plow on that bitch. I haven't shoveled in 4 years.
No, but it doesn't do a good job. You can't get steps with a quad.
The steps with the way my layout is, right, I can just shovel it off to the side. I just push. Yeah,
okay.
I don't have to do it. Dude, I do my whole block in a half an hour.
You got a garage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got a garage, Raj?
Yeah.
You got a garage? Brett, you got a garage?
I got a co-op that doesn't plow.
Oh, you're talking to the right guy.
No.
All right.
Joey, help.
Why don't you ask him how his snow situation is?
What do you mean they don't plow?
They wait out to the very end of the storm. The last one we had, they came at noon in the height of the storm, and then not till 7 a.m. the following day.
Wow.
So we're all plowed in.
You pay money for this?
Yes, Joey, we do.
I'd hold that check back, my friend.
We would love to do that, but it's mixed in with our maintenance, so I don't know what percentage of it is.
Mixed in.
Tell them what their option for you was.
They bought a snowblower for the co-op.
Right.
For me to use.
Okay.
That I pay other people to do.
So he can do it himself.
Right.
Joey, imagine you hired a landscaper, right?
Yep.
You pay them.
Right.
But you still have to mow the lawn.
That's right. No good.
How about you go to a nice restaurant?
Where do you live? Steak. I don't give it up. But what town are you in?
Farmingdale.
Okay, all right.
So imagine you go to a nice restaurant. You get nice steak. You order it all up, everything you want.
Yeah.
You got to go cook it. And you still have to pay everybody for it.
There you go. Wow.
That's the situation I'm in.
That's his world.
I don't know. We should start a GoFundMe.
How about a go plow me?
Go plow me. Go F yourself, something.
There you go. Did they put salt down? Did they put any salt down?
Oh, that's my responsibility, too, now.
Really?
We have some buckets that we can use to throw down.
Okay. Yeah, but you're only paying $250 a month for rent.
Right, exactly. So. No, that's just maintenance.
Oh, my God.
Maintenance is a lot more than that.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to move in more
than these guys. And I have to shovel out my own car,
Why don't you move into their garages?
You don't have a garage?
No garage.
Oh, their garage.
I changed my garage into a den, so now I just got a driveway. So everything's got to be plowed and wiped and sandblasted. What's that?
That's your own fault, then.
I bought my wife's grandparents' house when we got married. Could we buy grandma's house? I bought grandma's house. Everything fell apart in the first week.
That house is paid for now, too, isn't it? You're done.
I don't like to discuss my finances, but everything's all right.
You're the one who told us the last time you were here.
Yeah, everything's done. I'm done.
Good for you. So what are you doing now? You're just relaxing.
There's a lot of years
of
work.
I'm not relaxing. Are you kidding me? I got a kid in college. I got things I got to pay. Taxes are through the roof. I'm so codependent. Now I'm taking on his problem. I got to figure out how to get his snow blown.
The problem in his situation is that the guy that runs the co-op is clearly on the payroll from the plow company.
I didn't say that.
He didn't say it because they won't let him get another plow company. You see what I'm saying?
It's been 11 years.
Can't
get it solved.
Someone's on the take.
Exactly. Or somebody owns the plow company.
Right. See, there's always a mystery going on. There's always some kind of thing you got to figure out.
And I don't like it.
It's ridiculous.
I just want to be.
Yeah, me too. Why don't we all go to Montana? How about that?
Let's go.
That's
Joey
Cole.
Montana and raise elk.
Better get a bigger shovel.
Brokerage tomorrow night. 7